An air traffic controller in San Francisco is scheduled to be arraigned in federal court next week on charges of bank robbery. Rick Lee Davis is accused of robbing 9 banks in the Bay Area over the last 10 months, all while keeping his day job as air traffic controller at San Francisco International Airport. Reporter Dan Reed has been covering the story for the San Jose Mercury News. With this story, it's a little hard to know where to start. There are so many layers. It's been unfolding over a few weeks now. Tell us a bit about what's known about the suspect, Rick Lee Davis.
Well, he was so offbeat as a bank robber, so not the typical bank robber, that the FBI couldn't finger this guy. This guy was a man with a good income, with a steady day job. Well, what he was doing was landing planes during the day, and then on his off hours, he was robbing banks.
I was struck by the comment of a detective with the Concord Police Department who said, well, maybe he had federal prints taken for his job, but why would we ever look at those for a bank robbery?
Exactly. He did not fit the mold at all, and that's how he got away with it. He started in October, and the reason given was that he got divorced. He was very short on cash, having given a lot to his wife for child support and wanting to give more. You know, when the kids came to visit, he wanted to take them snowboarding, to Tahoe, to ball games, whatever, that he just started making these trips to the bank.
He was able to do this 9 times over 10 months. How was he finally caught?
Well, he went into a bank in Concord, which is in the East Bay, probably about 40 miles east from San Francisco. And unfortunately for him, there was an undercover cop there doing his own personal banking. And he noticed this man walk in with his floppy hat, sunglasses, long-sleeved sweatshirt, as was his M.O., on a day that was fairly warm. Concord gets pretty hot. Rick Lee Davis waited patiently in line, got up to the teller, and this cop was watching him and noticed that the teller had this very alarmed look on his face. So he watched that, saw the bundles of cash going into the bag. Davis had a shopping bag with him. And then Davis kind of, you know, scooted out of the office with his bag clutched to his chest. And the cop followed him to his car, which was left unoccupied and running, and just arrested him there.
It's kind of a giveaway, I suppose, a guy clutching wads of cash to his chest as he leaves
the
bank.
Yeah, it's not the most subtle way to do it, I'm thinking.
We're making light of this a little bit, but in fact, this was a man who was entrusted with the safety of hundreds and hundreds of people a day,
absolutely,
landing planes at San Francisco International Airport. And I take it the FAA has now said he nearly caused a runway collision back in March.
That's
what's
right.
The story there?
It was after a 6th bank robbery. He was working the tower, and he directed 2 planes, a commercial airliner and a private jet, onto the same runway at the same time. And, you know, they nearly missed each other.
Has there been any response after this arrest from either the airport or from the FAA who employed Rick Davis?
Just very perfunctory, bureaucratic responses. They said that he has been suspended without pay and that they're starting a kind of a lengthy disciplinary process to see whether he should be fired.
And his lawyer says he has, in fact, confessed to these crimes. He's admitted doing these robberies.
Confessed to his lawyer. He sang like a bird to the FBI. He said, yeah, I did it.
Dan Reed is a reporter with the San Jose Mercury News.